Portland Prescription Shop, 705 South Broadway. Hometown service, convenience, and free local delivery. Shop the new Postal Annex at Portland Prescription Shop, offering U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS mailing and shipping.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to another episode of The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That is why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I'm your host, Len Asante. The time is 5:02 p.m. It is cloudy and 85 degrees in downtown Portland, going down to a low of 71 tonight. Thursday will be partly cloudy with a low of 68 and a high of 91. Sunset this evening will be at 8:07 p.m. The days are almost as long as they're going to get. Summer starts just a couple of days. Well, today on the show, I'm going to talk about a couple of my favorite topics. Of course, we've got the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans, always up to fun and always up to fun. I want to talk a little bit about Juneteenth, and then we're going to have our guest, congressional candidate Clay Faircloth, with us in just a little while. So let's get started with another flagrant act of broadcasting, shall we? An announcement to start us off. The Portland Chamber of Commerce and the Portland Library, in concert with the Rotary Club of Portland, Tennessee, is doing a children's book drive. They are collecting over 400 books to give to families at the Storybook Trail grand opening next month, July 27th. If you're interested in contributing a children's book to the cause, feel free to drop off your books on or before July 26th at either the Portland Library, 301 Portland Boulevard, or at the Portland Chamber of Commerce, right next door to the station here, 106 Main Street. For more information, contact the Portland Rotary Club at 615-325-4394. That is the children's book drive for the Storybook Trail grand opening July 27th. Good cause, folks. Reading is the key to knowledge. Get them started early. All right, children's book drive. All right, on the news front, we have got a situation here in Sumner County where the right hand knows exactly what the far right hand is doing and is trying to do something about it. The Sumner County Republican Freedom Caucus is an organization that exists, and they are hosting a fundraiser this coming Tuesday. You might recall that this is the group that came out in opposition to the Sumner County Constitutional Republican candidates in the last election, combining with other concerned citizens, including some Democrats, to help the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans go 0-5 in school board races. And the host committee and is now raising money for upcoming elections, where, again, the idea is to keep the Constitutional Republican candidates out of office. Host committee, in fact, is made up of a who's who of establishment Republicans and even a few Democrats. One source says the Sumner County Constitutional Republican group is very upset about this. Why? Well, to me, the answer is clear. The SCCR is a fringe group outside the Republican mainstream in Sumner County, with a history of poor governance. Just check out the situation in Millersville. Just check out the last 2 years of our county commission, and you can see what they have been up to. Okay? In fact, at the county commission, they just spent a good chunk of the last meeting coming up with no answer to the basic question of who can and cannot appoint chairs of standing committees. And, of course, prior to that, in the previous meeting, they vetoed the school board budget. So, you know, there's a whole lot of good government bureaucracy going on over there. So, while I personally have concerns about Democrats supporting Republicans in virtually all cases, and I'll have a little bit more to say about that in just a minute, here it is not too surprising. Local elections should be about good governance, effective, efficient leadership that supports the will of the people. They should not be places for hyper-partisanship to rear its ugly head. Okay. If the choice in some races is between an establishment Republican and an extreme fringe group member, the answer is clear. However, and fortunately, in this cycle, Democrats are offering viable candidates in all of the state and federal level races that are going to be voted on here in Sumner County come August and November. The electorate, or at least the small minority of you, actually get off your couches and vote, will have real choices in August and November. For the sake of our home county, for the sake of our hometowns, for the sake of our home state, let us hope they make good ones. A little bit more about Democrats supporting Republicans. On the one hand, I get it. It's obviously important at all costs to keep the fringe groups out of control of our local governments. The Sumner County Constitutional Republicans do not reflect the majority of, well, virtually any group of people in the world that I can think of. They clearly do not have a good record of governance in which to run on. However, Democrats crossing the aisle in what are, in some cases, partisan races is something I do have a problem with, especially in the cases where we have good Democratic candidates running. So, folks, if you are a Democrat and you are on the host committee for the Sumner County Republican Freedom Caucus fundraiser on Tuesday, and yes, I have a list, and yes, all your names are on it, I'll be watching. I expect you to contribute at least as much to our local Democratic candidates as you have to the Republican group. And if you do not, you will be called out on the show. All right. So we're watching. All right. So here's to the success of the Sumner County Republican Freedom Caucus in their fight against the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans. But let us also hope that success stops in a general election where there is a D next to somebody's name. Okay. All right, speaking of Democrats, I would like to talk about Juneteenth. Okay. Happy Juneteenth, everyone. Today is Juneteenth, and a lot of people don't really understand this holiday. And I thought I would take a little time and kind of share with you how it all came about, what it is and what it is not. All right. A lot of the text I'm about to lay out for you was originally written on a website called The Wrap in their opinion column, but it speaks well to exactly what I think as well, so I think it's worth it. Happy Juneteenth. The holiday, which was designated a federal holiday in 2021, a law passed by Congress and signed by President Joe Biden, and has been recognized within Black and African American communities for way longer than that, has gained broader recognition in recent years. In fact, Texas, believe it or not, Texas was the first state to make Juneteenth a statewide holiday. That happened in 1979. Still, even though it's been around, many Americans, there is much to learn about this new holiday. Many people of all races remain unsure of what Juneteenth is, mostly because not much is taught about the holiday in our public schools. Right. So, what is Juneteenth? Well, it's also referred to as Freedom Day or as Jubilee Day, and it commemorates the total abolition of slavery in the United States that took place on June 19th, 1865, which is why June 19th is Juneteenth. Although President Abraham Lincoln had previously issued the Emancipation Proclamation 3 years earlier, making slavery illegal, many enslaved people were still not free because slave owners in the South and the Confederate States, and particularly in Texas, basically neglected to tell their slaves that they were now free. Okay, it took federal troops after the end of the Civil War until June 1865 to reach all places in the South where the Emancipation Proclamation was not broadly known. So in Galveston, Texas, on June 19, 1865, a proclamation was read freeing the last known enslaved people in this state. Okay? On that date, Union General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston and announced that the enslaved people were no longer legally allowed to be kept as property of their owners. Okay? So back then, of course, Juneteenth became a cause for celebration for black Americans, but was often met with opposition. Public property was often barred from being used for celebratory activities, but as blacks became landowners, property was donated in honor of the landmark date. Freedom Day celebrations declined in the 20th century because of the Great Depression and early 20th century textbooks that focused the end of slavery on the Emancipation Proclamation rather than on Juneteenth. However, the ongoing civil rights movement, coupled with recent sad events, has ignited a greater interest in the holiday. In 2021, as I said earlier, the day was commemorated officially with President Joe Biden signing a bill that recognizes the day as a federal holiday. In case you're wondering why everything is closed today and why you don't have any mail, well, now you know why. Previously, some states and employers had recognized the day, but it was on a case-by-case and state-by-state basis, with Texas, as I said, becoming the first state to establish the holiday. Okay, and it should be noted that while this U.S. Senate unanimously passed the bill commemorating the holiday, the effort to designate Juneteenth as a national holiday was met with criticism. In fact, 14 House Republicans voted against the bill. 14. Other critics of the holiday have pointed out over the years that while it is well-meaning, it is just a gesture. Okay? Some people are pushing for more than a mere gestures to paying back the descendants of enslaved people as restitution for the trauma their ancestors endured. Even Bernie Sanders has weighed in, I guess not surprising since Bernie Sanders weighs in on most everything. Bernie Sanders has said Juneteenth becoming a federal holiday is an important moment in understanding our country's history and the horrors and lasting legacy of slavery. But real justice is when all black Americans live free of oppression. That is not the work of a single day. Rather, that is the work of every day. And in this case, Bernie Sanders and I are in complete agreement. And a happy and joyous Juneteenth celebration to everyone. We'll be right back after this break. We'll be talking to U.S. congressional candidate Clay Faircloth here on The Loyal Opposition.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is The Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante. You're listening to WQKR in Portland, Tennessee. It is 5:17 p.m., 85 degrees, and cloudy in Portland. And remember, if you have questions for our guest, you can text it to our text-in number at 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And if I notice, and if we have time, I will get your question on the air. This week on the air, we have Clay Faircloth. Clay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening and being with us tonight.
Excellent. And Clay, why are you here? It looks like you've got a partner with you here. So whenever I see a guest with a partner, I usually mean that's a candidate and a campaign manager.
Right.
And that is the case today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Clay Faircloth is running for the Democratic nomination for Congress in the Tennessee 6th Congressional District. Welcome to the show, Clay. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got here, what amazing life journey has landed you in the seat next to me.
Right. Well, so, you know, everybody knows we've been redistricted in our Middle Tennessee region. The whole state was because of the 2020 census. And my community, Donelson, Tennessee, where I've lived my whole life, 58 plus years, been in that area. We have now been joined with the rest of District 6, and a large majority of our listeners here tonight are a part of this new combined hybrid district. And as a Nashvillian who was born on a farm, but also spent the last 20 plus years in the inner city working with our communities and our families, trying to help them improve their economic mobility, we've been able to project and to really be a voice for all the people now in District 6. And so we're looking for an opportunity to really be that voice for all women, for all people in rural areas, and of course in our urban areas. And we feel like we're the best candidate. I'm the best candidate to really be that voice for all people in our region.
All right. Well, the question I have to ask everybody: why are you running?
Yeah. Well, so again,
just for giggles.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not for giggles. It's been quite the experience. We've learned a lot along the way. This is my second attempt. Actually, we ran a couple of years ago as well, and we learned a lot from our loss last time. And we're taking those lessons and putting them into play. And the reason why I'm running, it was the same reason I ran 2 years ago, is because I really care about our people and our region, and our platform is families, freedoms, and our future. And when we think about our families, how important it is to have safe communities and schools that are really investing in our children, making sure that they're safe, making sure that they're able to create opportunities for themselves in the future, learn how to read and write, the very basics, and have the technology and the facilities to really excel in their area, to have the best teachers. And those are the things that we want to focus on. Families need child care support and help in today's age. It's about 30% of most of people's incomes, the family's income. And so we want to work on some ideas that we have to improve child care opportunities in our communities. We also want to give families the chance to have the freedom to make choices for their health care, especially women in today's age. It's so important for us to do that. So I'm running to give that freedom back to women that's been taken away from them to make those health care choices for themselves, between them and their doctor, to plan for their families and their futures, and not have someone in the government interfere in that particular thing. And then as we move to the future, this election, I can't even begin to tell you how important it is. And the reason why I'm running is a lot like the reason why Joe Biden got back into the race 4 years ago or 5 years ago when he first ran for 2020, is because it was too important not to step in and do something. Our nation is too important. Our democracy is too important. Our people are too important for us to stand aside and allow someone that is not supportive of the people to continue to be our representative. And so as we move our nation forward, we have to look at this election as not just today, but how is it going to affect our future? This election might impact the next 40 years as far as our Supreme Court is concerned. And so it's very important for us as Democrats, for all Americans, to get out and vote and participate in this particular election, because this particular election will set the tone at that national level as presidential. That person will probably get to pick the next two Supreme Court candidates and justices. And so that will be a remarkable 40-year span. And so it's important for us to fight for our families, to fight for our freedoms, and to fight for our futures. And that's why I'm running for Congress.
It's a pretty scary thought about the potential for the next president to pick a couple Supreme Court justices if the wrong president makes the wrong picks.
Exactly.
Our government can be altered in fundamental ways.
Well, haven't we already seen that?
Exactly. We've already seen that, and that's only going to be more of that, right? This really is shaping up to be a president on the presidential level, an election about democracy, right? Either you're for it or you're against it, or you're for democracy or you're for authoritarianism. And that makes a difference at the congressional level, too, as well, because obviously a president needs support in Congress to get anything done. And we have a pretty sharply divided Congress, don't we?
Yeah, it's you know, closely matched. It could go either way this year's election. And I feel like that when we think about this, I'm not just representing, when I win in November, when we beat John Rose, we won't just be representing the people of District 6. We'll be representing all of Middle Tennessee. But in all likelihood, and in reality, when I'm in Washington, D.C., I'll be a voice for all women across our country, because I will fight for the right for health care and reproductive rights in all of our states, not just in particular ones that allow it. And so these are things that women and people all across our country can come together and support our candidates across the nation in districts like mine that might not have a large number of opportunities to do great amounts of fundraising. But if we think about this, if we come together and coalesce as Democrats across our nation, then we can put people in office like me with donations. You can't vote for me, but you can send me $20, and I can turn that into a vote. I promise I can. And we can make a difference, not just in this region, but in the whole nation. Because, listen, if we can flip District 6 from red to blue, and we can, because it's more purple than any other color that we can describe right now. If we can do that, it'll change not just the narrative of Middle Tennessee, it'll change the narrative for our whole country, and it will finally get us on the path to working together and moving forward as a nation. So that's why it's so important to get out and vote this time. It's so important to get out and motivate others to vote, and it's so important to get out and vote for me.
Exactly. All right. Looking back, and this actually might be, this question might actually be asking you to look back to your first run. Was there a moment, an event, a circumstance that made you decide, I'm going to run? Or was it more of a sort of a gradual buildup of experiences and events, and that made you decide that there needed to be a change? What happened? You wake up one day and say, I'm running for Congress, or...
No.
Was it more contemplative than
that? No, I guess my whole life I've always been so very interested in politics. From third grade, I can remember being in third grade class, and Nixon was running against McGovern. And we learned a chant in third grade public school, McGavick Elementary, Nashville, Tennessee. Nixon, Nixon, he's our man. kick McGovern in the can. And so we were third grade, so we thought that was so funny that we could say can, you know, because it was imperative to B-U-T-T and all the other words that we weren't supposed to say, right?
So partisanship third grade.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, that kind of stuck with me, and I kind of always was very political watching the peaceful, the protest, Vietnam War, seeing our young men coming back in the coffins off of those aircrafts. Walter Cronkite sharing with us the jungles of Vietnam. Those things were impressionable upon me, and so they shaped me. And then, of course, when I was a ferocious reader, I loved to read, and I loved history, and read all about our country and our world, and how our politics affect everything, and how freedom really makes a difference in people's lives. And so, to me, I've always been fascinated by the fact that I'm free, that other people aren't free, that free people can allow others to take control of their lives because it might be conducive for them for a moment or a time to get something that they think would be a reward. To give away their freedoms to an authoritarian rule is just beyond what I can imagine America should be about. And so I from the very beginning of learning about what politics is about, what government is about, I've always been fascinated about how it works and how we are how our government represents the whole of people, not just one voice, but all of our voices, and what a beautiful fabric of America that makes. And, you know, it's so important for us to continue that fabric of America, to continue that diversity and freedom. And right now, it's so much at stake. We've got to fight like never before to defend our democracy, defend our freedoms, and defend our families and our nation today.
It does seem like, here on the local level, at least in Tennessee, that the supermajority in the House and Senate seem to not be representing all of us and seem to be voting against the will of the majority in many cases. And because they have the supermajority, they can do it and get away with it. But yeah, the idea that this is a representative democracy right now, I don't know. I think you could argue against that. Because you're not all voices are being heard.
Yeah, and it's really a shame. I mean, the way government's supposed to work, they're supposed to be the back and forth. If you think about it, to start a fire, you've got to have those two sticks that rub together. You know, this is before Flint was discovered, I guess. And the parties, the Republican and Democrats, they the conservative, the liberals, they rub together and they create that friction, that fire that creates that spark of change in life that really is America, that keeps us going as a nation and continues to move us into this modern age that we're into today. And we really don't really understand what the future holds. It's so fascinating and how open and wide open it is with artificial intelligence and so many other things that we're learning about our technology and about ourselves as people too. And so there is a great opportunity for us as a nation and as a people to really come together and start doing really good. You know, we're going to be singing these songs in a couple of weeks about America and how beautiful she is. And one of my favorite songs is America the Beautiful, and it talks about how God crowns our good with brotherhood. And crowns our good with brotherhood. That's how the song goes. And it's important for us to see that there's good in really all of us. No matter if we have a D or an R, we're red or blue, or we live in the country or the city, or we have a degree or we don't have a degree, good people are all around us. But I want to tell you, folks, good people are not always the ones that we can count on. We need folks, not just good people, we need folks that are out there working hard for us, getting out the vote, making sure that other people are out there. We need good people, absolutely. But we need you out there helping us to bring other people on board. And so that means really difficult conversations that I want us to have today with our neighbors, our friends, our family. It's important for my candidacy, in order for us to win in November, we're going to have crossover votes, folks. And that means I need you to have those difficult conversations with your families, your friends, your coworkers, and help them to understand that we're fighting for our families, we're fighting for our freedoms, we're fighting for our futures. We're not fighting for a person. We're not fighting for a party. We're fighting for us, and I'm fighting for you. And again, I just want to be a part of District 6. I want to be a part of your lives and be a voice for you in D.C.
All right. Excellent. That's a great transitional moment. I think we're going to take our next break right now. Oh, when we come back in a few minutes, we're going to continue our discussion with candidate for Congress Clay Faircloth here on the Loyal Opposition on WQKR.
CEMC members, did you know CEMC now has an app? If you live in the CEMC service area, you can pay your bill, view daily usage, check your billing history, and more, all from your smartphone. Download the app today. It's easy. Just search for Smart Hub, all one word, in the Apple App or Google Play stores. For additional information, visit our website at CEMC.org and click on My Account. Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, proudly serving our members since 1938.
Enjoy a harvest of values at Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in downtown Portland. With 25 years in business, they are gearing up for the best holidays ever. New merchandise arriving daily, so must clear out the old to make space for the new. Best values ever on fiddles, banjos, guitars, and band instruments. Special delivery with purchase of a piano. Layaway is available. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., Saturday, noon to 4. Call 615-323-0701 or stop by Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in Portland, Tennessee for small town service, values, and the best of everything.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000-plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Worry about the weather? Want to know when a bad storm is on the way? Even a tornado? If you're a resident of Portland, you can sign up for the Code Red Weather Alert Program, a free service of the City of Portland. Once you sign up, you'll get emergency messages by telephone or email whenever there's an emergency, including evacuation notices, weather, bioterrorism alerts. To sign up, just go to the City of Portland website, www.cityofportlandtn.gov, or call City Hall at 325-6776.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition with your host, Len Asante. We are speaking live with congressional candidate Clay Faircloth here on the mighty WQKR. And over the break, we were chatting about continuing to talk about how important this election is, both in this district and in others, and all about the issues. So I wanted to get a little bit more, talk more about some of the issues that that we are facing here. I asked why you're running, and you gave a good impassioned speech about that. But what are your, what are your other issues? What are some of the other things that you think Congress should be taking a look at that you hope to bring forward when you're elected?
Right. Well, so, you know, Congress has a specific role to create legislation and then to finance that legislation as well. And so it's important for Congress to take back that responsibility and, you know, try to reduce the number of presidential executive orders and different things like that that we're having to do now just to govern and to do right by people. So I feel like it's super important to do that. That's a major thing that I want to be able to do is Congress's role to be defined and to really to do what they're supposed to do. And so one of those issues that's been plaguing our country now for 30 plus years is immigration. And it's something that our Congress has ignored completely or done very little to try to make the problem, you know, to create opportunities around the issues instead of exasperating the problem by building walls or instituting policies that are inhumane or even unconstitutional, really. And so we've got to work together as Republicans and Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives to come together for a secure the border wall, you know, a secure the border bill. And that was, you know, pretty much on track.
Yeah, we had that. That was a done deal at one point, wasn't it?
We had it all done, of course, and we understand what some of the issues were with that, and now we've had the executive actions that are possibly going to be held up in the courts, and so all of these different things are happening. But the bottom line is this, is our nation is a nation of immigrants. It's, you know, it's not just a saying, it's the truth. And we all came from somewhere at some point in time. And there is an important part of our nation. Our economy is dependent upon our continued growth as a nation, our population growth. And we're an aging population. Most of your Caucasians, most of the people that have been America for a number of years, our generations are getting older, and we need the influx of new people to continue to grow our economy, to continue to do the jobs. I mean, it's important for you to realize that when you go to Kroger and pick that chicken up out of the meat counter there, it's probably been worked on by black and brown hands from south of the border that packaged that meat for you. There's probably not many true born here Americans that are working in meat packing plants and chicken poultry plants and working in our agriculture divisions. If you drive through Nashville at all the construction sites, most of the folks there are Hispanic or South American in nature. And so this is not something that we can ignore. It's not something that we can put people back on a train or a boat and send them back home. That's not possible. That's not how you do America. And so we need compassionate entry for those migrants that are coming into our country. We need to have an opportunity to have a better clearing. So we need more immigration judges. We need to spend more money on that. We need better technology at the border to secure our borders, to keep the overflow of illegal drugs coming across our borders. That's so important. But we also need to look at the issues that are driving these people to our country and see what we can do to alleviate some of the depression, some of the concerns that are there, the corruption, the violence that's driving these folks to go on this long journey to put their families and their own lives at risk to come up here and work in a meatpacking plant. I mean, think about how dangerous and how desperate their life must be if that's their dream or if that's their goal, right? So it's important for us. Immigration is super important. Gun control is important, not for the fact that we want to limit guns. I'm all about guns. I have guns at my house, Second Amendment guy. But we need to be accountable for our guns. I have two cars. I have driver's license. I have insurance. I have to do defensive driver training every 2 years where I work. It's important for us to be safe in those vehicles because they can take our life. They can take someone else's life. So it's very important for us to be regulated, if you will, to ensure the safety of all people. That includes guns, folks. It makes no sense whatsoever that we regulate our cars, but we don't regulate our guns. Guns are the number one killer of children in our nation. If I were the president of the United States, I would declare a national emergency over guns being the number one killer of children. And we would do a lot of presidential actions, if I had to, executive orders, in order to bring that number down. And so getting to children and staying on that topic, children are not just our future, they're our present. And so many of our children today are living in poverty. They're hungry. They're going to school, taking a chance at getting shot at just because they know that's the only place they might get to eat that day. So it's important for us to really invest in our families and in our futures by making sure that our schools are fully funded, our kids are fed correctly, nutritional-wise, and that they've got the best education possible. Those are some of the just, you know, kitchen table issues, if you will. But, of course, there's taxes, the economy, there's inflation that's eating us up right now. And there's some ways that we can work on this together as a nation. We've just got to come together and quit fighting this black or white, yes or no, R and D. We've got to start working. We've got to start making progress as a nation.
All right. When I interesting when you were talking about the immigration issue. I live in a community that has a homeowners association, and we have some we've contract with people to, you know, mow the lawns. And one day they didn't show up, and we called and found out that the ICE people had come in and raided them and rounded them all our landscapers, the whole company rounded them up, and so there was no one to cut our grass.
Right.
As it turned out, everything was fine. Everyone was legal. Everyone had their papers, and the next day they were back on the job. But, I mean, it just goes to show you how valuable immigrant labor is to this country, doing jobs that
Yeah, and we need to do a better job of ensuring that they're well paid, that they're not cheated out of their money and their wages. That happens a lot in Nashville. There's organizations that are working hard to fight against that and ensure that all of our people get paid and that they're treated fairly and not overworked or not threatened with deportation or if you don't show up for work, I'm going to call ICE on you or things of that nature. So we've got some slavery issues in our country today. It's called economic slavery, and we need to make sure that we're making sure our workers are treated fairly and that they're treated in a safe environment and things of that nature. And that, as far as the immigration and the immigrants working in our city, I'm all for it, but they just need to have more insurance. They need to have more people like myself that will fight for them, that will be a voice for them in Washington and across our state.
Gotcha. Getting back to something else you mentioned in your last statement, you're talking about black or white, left or right, R or D. In Congress, in the last few years, we have seen what I argue would be historical levels of divisiveness in Congress, to the point where essentially at certain times nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. I'm assuming you see this as a bad thing. and if so, what do you bring to the table as someone who could help work across the aisle?
So, yeah, I mean, there, it's very discouraging to see, and it's on both sides of the aisle, too. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that the Republican bills are sometimes loaded with things that are never going to be acceptable to Democrats. That's where the farm bill is sitting right now in the Senate after it left the House with a lot of the SNAP benefits reduced. One-third of the farm bill is SNAP, and they've tried to reduce a lot of the benefits from that, and it's a no-starter in the Senate right now. And so that's what happens on the Republican side coming out of the House now for the last couple of years. They put ridiculous provisions and amendments on there that it's not going to be acceptable by the Democrats in the Senate, and that's who controls the Senate right now, barely, is the Democrats. And so then the Senate folks put out stuff that they know that the House is never going to accept in the last couple of years, too. And so we've been in this stalemate. And so what you have is a lot of professional politicians in Washington, D.C. that are playing the professional politician game. I'm not a professional politician. I am not even an attorney that has the ability to debate and argue and lives off of that, that did it for, what, 8-10 years while they were in school. And that's their profession, is to debate and argue. I'm a master degree counselor, and I understand people. I relate well with people. I can work with anybody just about. I can get things done, and I can be the person that can coalesce us together, that can bring us together and really unite us and bring us to a point where I can show common sense. This is something radical. When I get to D.C., I want to do two things that are just super radical. I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to make common sense decisions, right? I'm not going to vote for
now
a party.
That's pretty far out there, man.
Right, I know, it's radical. And you know, I'm not going to vote for a party. I'm not, damn sure not going to vote for a person. I'm going to vote for people. And I'm going to use my common sense that I grew up in Middle Tennessee on a farm, raised in church. I know my Bible inside and out. I know our people inside and out. I know our values. I know what's important to people in Middle Tennessee. And I promise that I can be a voice for all of us. And the important part is this, is that not only am I understanding of who we are as people, we've got some ideas to help us grow as a nation, to move our nation forward. If you will elect me, help me get elected to this office, I promise you, it'll change the narrative of our nation, and we can make a difference. You and I together can make a difference.
Excellent. All right. Let's talk about your opponent. I know candidates generally don't like to talk about their opponent, but we need to draw a contrast between you and him. And so of all the things that we've talked about on the show today, you know, you've talked a lot about it, a lot of issues, a lot of ideas, a lot of things you would do. Are those different than what your opponent is doing, has done, will do?
Yeah, I think you know, John, Congressman Rose, the gentleman from Tennessee District 6, I'm not running against him as a person. I'm running against his record. And people show you who they are by not what they say but what they do. And so I know John's a good country boy. He's from this area, not necessarily Portland, but, you know, from the country here and in the rural areas. And he's got a lot of political pull. Obviously, if you were never a quote-unquote, air quote, professional politician, but you got appointed as the Secretary of Agriculture, and you've never been a professional politician, there must be something about you that's pretty important or powerful to be appointed at that. And that was his first role in our state, in case you didn't know that. And really, I spent my whole first election 2 years ago, 3 years ago, really now, because I ran the year before the election happened, educating people on who their congressman was. They didn't even know that John Rose was their congressman. That could be a good thing or a bad thing, I guess. But again, you want someone that you at least know who you're voting for, right? And so John really, in the terms that he's been there in Congress, has really voted strictly on looking at MAGA right issues. I mean, he's not one of the extremist guys, but he's still pretty far right on a lot of things. He's definitely for taking rights away from women, which we are not. He's definitely for reducing SNAP benefits for our families, which we are definitely not. And really, throughout the COVID emergency that we had, John voted against every community in our state. When he voted against first responders getting paid, when he voted against police officers getting paid, when he voted against small businesses and large businesses and corporations and the airlines and the cruise industries, all of those big things that we depend on for our nation to continue on, our government was able to support that during those couple years. And John voted no against every one of those support packages for you, for our communities, for our country. And that's just not acceptable. And when I learned that he was going to be my representative, and I just couldn't to deal with the no's. We've got to have a voice of reason in Washington, D.C. We've got to have a voice that will represent all Tennesseans. And even if you are super MAGA red and you're a Trump supporter, I can relate to you. We can talk. We can have coffee together. There's many, many things that you and I share together that we can move forward on as a people. There doesn't have to be this separation. There doesn't have to be this divide that's between families, that's between friends, that's even between church members sometimes. It's important for us to coalesce and come together. And John's been divisive by voting no, and I want to bring us together as a nation again. And so, again, I'm not against him as a person. I don't really know that much about him personally. But I do know that he's a very powerful, rich man. And when you think about a representative of the people of District 6, then you're thinking about, well, who represents, what do the people look like? What would that look like? What would that icon, or what would that look like on a computer if it was going to represent District 6? Well, it wouldn't look like a gazillionaire who had been appointed his first office, Secretary of Agriculture. So what you're looking at is the alternative, me, the candidate, who is just a regular guy, who was born and raised here in Middle Tennessee, just like John was. But I also have had middle-class jobs. I've had opportunities to grow and become more educated and work my way into better-paying jobs and better opportunities. And I can really be an example to others, to really lead others. When I become your congressman, it's not going to be a title for me. I'm a pastor. I'm a reverend, but I don't go by Reverend Faircloth. I'm Pastor Clay, or just Clay, right? And when I get to Congress, I want to be just Clay there too. I want you to be able to pick up the phone and call me when you need something, when you need help with a passport, when you need help with getting your unemployment, whatever it might be that you might need help with that we can bring to the table, where we can get you resources and opportunities. That's what I want to do. But I also want to be a help to our nation, to help us move forward. And again, I don't believe John is helping our nation move forward by keeping us divided. And so again, I'm running against his record, not against him personally.
All right, Just Clay. With that, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Clay Faircloth, candidate for Congress. You're listening to Loyal Opposition here on WQKR Portland.
D.T. McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore for appliances and furniture. Stop by today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Cozy Lazy Boy Power Recliner, $7.99, and Lazy Boy Reclining Sofas, $11.99. Want a great deal on a bedroom suit? We have it. Dresser, mirror, chest, and queen bed, $1,099. Need appliances? We have them too. You can choose a Frigidaire Gallery set, refrigerator for $6.49, dishwasher $2.99, range $5.29, and microwave for $2.99. GE washer, $569.99 and dryer $549.99. Zero interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall & Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ask any Portland Panther football player. Bumps and bruises are a part of the game, and sometimes the injuries are more serious and require physical therapy. New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland, is the official PT sponsor of Portland High School and Middle School football and is ready to be yours too. Create a new you with a visit to New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland. Call for an appointment today, 615-325-9007. When you need physical therapy, New Life will help you start feeling great again. This area's best Mexican food is now easier to find than ever before. A great Mexican meal awaits you at three convenient locations now instead of just two. Señor Fajitas Mexican Kitchen has a new location in Elk Grove, as well as Portland, and people are raving about their dinners and lunches. Tacos, burritos, fajitas, chimichangas, enchiladas, all the foods you love, done right and delicious every time. With chicken, beef, pork, even vegetarian entrees at Señor Fajitas, delicious sides, your favorite beverages, and great desserts. And now Señor Fajitas has three convenient locations, all just minutes away from where you live. 148 West Knight Street in downtown Portland, 123 Fairfield Road in Oak Grove, 1209 East Church Street in Orlando. Just minutes away from almost anywhere in Sumner County, you'll find Señor Fajitas and fine Mexican dining. Taco Tuesday, Fajitas Friday, but you never really need a reason to visit Señor Fajitas, just the opportunity to enjoy a good meal. Señor Fajitas, proudly presenting their newest location in Oak Grove.
Welcome back, everyone, listening to The Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante, here on WQKR-AMFM.com, Portland, Tennessee. We are speaking with candidate for Congress, Clay Faircloth. One of the things that I think is really interesting about politics is how candidates get their message out to voters. I mean, you know, I'm a communication guy. This is what I studied in graduate school. This is what I teach for a living. So message design and message dissemination are you know, things that are kind of close to my heart. We were talking a little over the break about the importance of social media in this election, in your campaign. And I was wondering if we could go into that a little bit more. How do you reach voters using social media? What do you guys do?
Right. So there's a lot of opportunities out there to reach, you know, the different platforms. Obviously, there's different age groups that are associated with certain platforms, and so we're trying to reach all voters, young, 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, all the way up into obviously our elderly folks too. And so we're looking to create opportunities, messaging that will resonate across those spectrums. And so we've got some really cutting edge videos, some shorts, some reels. We've got Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. You can go to faircloth.com. We have our some of the videos posted there too. That's our website where you can donate and also volunteer to be a part of our campaign here at Faircloth for Congress. And so social media has been really kind to us. We've We're overworking it. I feel like we're just really putting out a lot of media to try to get our message across to folks. It's important name recognition. And so if you would please visit our sites, share those sites on your social media as well. The more people that see, the more opportunities we have to get these next two important things that are really the most valuable thing to us as in a campaign. And I'm learning this, obviously, the two most valuable resources we have is time and money. And I have little of both, right? And so I need your help because I can't be everywhere at once. I can't spend all my retirement money on this race. And so we need support financially, obviously, to help us get our message out, to buy the Google ads, to get the text messaging out, to eventually to do the marketing and the media that we're going to need to beat Rose in November. It's going to take a lot of opportunities to do that, so we're going to need a lot of help financially to make that happen. But we really need that help now, too. And that really doesn't even look like so much money right now. Even I know that sounds crazy for me to say that. What I need right now is volunteers. I need people that will help us to show up at early voting sites, especially that last Saturday of early voting, which is the 20-something of July, and 23rd, 24th, something like that. So we want people at precincts and polling places holding faircloth for Congress, faircloth for U.S. House signs. We want people to encourage others to get out and vote, to be a part of that process, but we need people to volunteer. We're eventually going to be knocking on doors, doing canvassing and things of that nature too, doing some phone banks on Tuesday nights, getting out the word about who we are and what our campaign is about. So obviously we need people to do that. I can't do it all. David Peters, my campaign manager, is great. We've got some wonderful volunteers that are helping us do so much with our media and different things of that nature. But we just can't do it all by ourselves. We really need help. So if you don't mind, go to faircloth.com, donate, volunteer, become a part of this process, because really, again, this is a chance for us. It's democracy is on the line. I'm not just saying that because I want you to vote and vote for me and send me money, but it really, really is important for you to get out there and vote. And if it's so important for you to listen to programs like this, then it's important enough for you to spend your money on it. So let's get out there. Let's support these candidates across the board, from school boards to the state house to all the local elections. We've got Democrats running all across this county here in Sumner County, and I know y'all do in Southern Kentucky too. And so it's important for us to elect someone that's going to be a voice for everyone. And listen, folks, the reason why I'm a Democrat more than anything else is because at our table, we have a seat for everybody. At other people's tables, there's exclusions, you got to do this, or you got to look this way, or have this much money. But a Democrat is a Democrat because we include everybody. And so I need you to include me in your opportunities to help us get elected, to help us to be a voice for you in Washington, D.C.
All right. Thank you, Clay. That just about wraps up our show for this week, everybody. Stay tuned for Triple Play Sports coming up, broadcasting live tonight from Planet Fitness right here in Portland. And, of course, be sure to join us next week on The Loyal Opposition, where we will engage in another flagrant act of broadcasting with more news commentary and interviews. Stay cool, everyone. Have a great week. We will see you next week. Good night.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, three for $13.99, fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
WQKR. Sumner Regional Medical Center believes